More bad poll numbers. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden's approval rating falling to near historic lows.
The upside-down rating, 36% to 58% in the approval. An astonishing 88% of Americans say the nation is on the wrong track, that according to the very latest Monmouth National Survey. More than 4 in 10 Americans, 42%, say they're struggling to remain where they are financially, and a lot of people can relate to that. And a combined 48% of those surveyed say that gas and inflation are the biggest concerns right now.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. The president travels to Ohio on Wednesday. He'll tell iron workers at a union training center a new administrative rule will allow coronavirus relief money to be used to shore up as many as 200 pension funds that are now facing insolvency. The man, believed to be the gunman who opened fire on the July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois, has been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. The prosecutor in Lake County, Illinois, says more charges are likely. The man's parents reacting.
It's releasing a statement through their attorney saying, in part, we are all mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, and this is a terrible tragedy for many families, the victims, the parade goers, the community, and our own. Our hearts, thoughts, and prayers go out to everybody.
Fox's Matt Finn. Philadelphia, a police officer and a sheriff's deputy shot during the city's fireworks celebration on Monday. Now out of the hospital, but no arrests have been made yet. Anxious moments at a Santana concert in suburban Detroit Tuesday night when Carlos Santana collapsed on stage at the Pine Knob outdoor concert venue in Clarkston, Michigan. He was taken away on a stretcher. His manager says Santana, who's 74, was suffering from dehydration in the heat. They say he's doing better now after being checked at a hospital. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson facing another challenge to keeping his job.
Prime Minister Johnson's health secretary and chancellor of the exchequer, who oversees the treasury, abruptly quit, according to accounts, within minutes of each other. The resignations follow Johnson's revelations of what he knew about the sexual misconduct of a now former member of his government. Johnson says a former legislative leader, Chris Pincher, should have been fired after groping allegations against him dating back to 2019 surfaced. Coming party elections could bring another no-confidence vote against Johnson. He barely survived a similar ouster effort in June. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
What could be a crucial ruling expected from Wisconsin's state Supreme Court on Wednesday, set to decide whether a woman who was the victim of sex trafficking can argue that a murder she's charged with was justifiable because the murder victim was the man who had sold her for sex. Crystal Kaiser's attorneys have argued she's immune from prosecution under a 2008 state law that absolves sex trafficking victims of any offenses resulting from being trafficked. The Drug Enforcement Administration says a deadly street drug has now been seized in all 50 states.
Fentanyl is made in the lab, so it's easy to produce and distribute. And because it's a powder, it can easily be laced into other addictive pills. It's stronger than heroin. It's more profitable than cocaine or marijuana. So it is trafficked across the U.S. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says that by the numbers, this is unlike anything she's ever seen.
DEA has interdicted fentanyl counterfeit pills in every single U.S. state and territory. It's everywhere.
So about 300 people die every day in the U.S. of an overdose. That's 12 every hour, according to the CDC, two-thirds because of fentanyl or some other synthetic opioid.
Fox's William Longines, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.